Coming to you from the Liddy Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and Pam. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it.
Squash it.
At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
Well, our guest canceled today. However, we have a special guest waiting for us in the refrigerator.
Yay!
Courtesy of our friends at Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, we have some Cruzan, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I think so.
Coconut rum that we are going to be sampling during today's show. So stay tuned for that. It's part of our Tasting Tales segment. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines for Thursday, July 31st.
The Sun Journal reports that Lewiston Middle School ranks 10th out of 95 schools that applied for state construction funding. Superintendent Jake Langley said it is unlikely Lewiston will receive funding during this round, as he believes only 7 projects will be addressed. He said the biggest issue is overcrowding.
The FBI is warning about an uptick in scammers impersonating law enforcement and government agencies. They say scammers are impersonating their agents, demanding money, gift cards, and Bitcoin, while threatening victims with arrest. No law enforcement agency will ever call, email, or text you to demand money. The best thing you can do is hang up or delete the text.
The Maine Community Foundation is accepting applications for several grant programs that support organizations and projects serving animals, youth, the LGBTQ community, and the arts and underserved communities. The application deadline is September 15th, and you can learn more at mainecf.org.
Time for the weather!
Weather, weather, weather! Weather, 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 weather! Weather, weather is the best! Is the best! Weather, weather, weather!
Wow. Mark is jamming over there.
You know what I like the most is when he's going to be like a teenager or an adult.
Oh, you're going to
still have this
have that
recorded and still sound like the little innocent child that he is.
He's so tiny now.
He's going to cringe when he hears it, too. I love it. As for the weather, cloudy today with a chance of evening showers. We'll have a high of 73 and a low of 61. Morning showers give way to partly sunny skies tomorrow, high 75 and a low of 58. Plenty of sunshine throughout the weekend with highs in the mid-70s on Saturday and low 80s on Sunday.
Woohoo!
This weekend looks awesome.
I'm so excited about it. I'm going to try to get all my work done this week so I don't have to work on Saturday.
There you go.
We are going on a sailboat.
What?
A boat where we're spending the night on the boat, sailboat.
Oh, I've been on one of those. It made me pukey.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't sound fun, but I don't really get motion sickness, so.
Oh, lucky you.
In sports, Jaron Duran homered and drove in 4 runs, and Brian Baio gave up just 1 run over 7 innings to lead the Red Sox in a 13-1 win over the Minnesota Twins. Boston is off today and will open a weekend series against the stinking Houston Astros starting tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Sweeping
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
Famous people birthdays. You know, what's great about that is that when I'm an adult and all grown up and someone plays that song for me.
You're going to be so embarrassed.
You're going to look back and be like, wow, she was so cute back then. And I'm going to be like super cringed.
We're going to start off with actor BJ Novak, 46 years old today.
Is he really?
He really is.
Aww.
He played Ryan.
Yeah, he did.
In The Office.
He's a writer on that show, too.
He sure is.
Yeah.
He does it all on that show.
Yeah.
He was also in The Founder in 2016.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. The Smurfs, The Smurfs 2, and Smurfs 3, Electric Boogaloo.
Uh-huh.
And the HBO series The Newsroom in 2014.
I feel like he was also in Jerry Seinfeld's movie about the Pop-Tart.
Oh, whatever probably.
That was. Everybody was in that movie. Yeah. We were in that movie. We don't even know.
We were.
We don't even know it.
The royalty checks are just rolling in.
I know. Everyone was.
Actor Dean Cain is 59 years old today. He played Clark Kent and Superman in Lois and Clark. And he was also the host of Ripley's Believe It or Not. There you go. All right. Who cares?
He's kind of one of those, you know who he is, yeah. But it's kind of just like humdrum. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those handsome actors from the 90s.
There you go. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, 60 years old today.
Good for her.
Good for her. I almost didn't include that one, but I figured I'd have to. Sarah's not a fan.
I'm and, a fan of her work.
And rounding out FPBs for July the 31st is actor Wesley Snipes, who is 63 years old today. I remember Wesley from White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah.
In 1992, sure. Played opposite Woody Harrelson.
Rosie Perez.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
She was great.
She was Rosie. She made that movie.
Wesley also played Willie Mays Hayes in Major League in 1989.
Oh, yeah.
He was also in The King of New York in 90, New Jack City in 91, and Demolition Man. And a bunch of other movies as
With
well.
Sandy Bullock.
Yeah.
Sandy.
That's what Sarah calls her. They're tight.
Yeah, besties.
I love Sandra Bullock.
And I think that's going to do it for FPBs, unless either of you have any objections.
No, that's good.
No. Okay. It's like the quicker we get out of FPBs, the better. All right, there you go. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
You know, the thing is, when I grow up
and
hear that song, I'm going to be like, what was I thinking?
Yeah, you're going to be super embarrassed.
So embarrassed.
Can't wait.
Pam was rocking out to it, though.
She really was. Yeah. For how bad her back hurts, she was getting some good moves in today.
That just goes to show you, the OTD jingle transcends pain.
The power of the jingle.
Is that what it does?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to listen to it all day on repeat. Oh, no.
There you go.
On this day,
it just gets better.
On this day, it happened on
Where's
this
that rum?
It's coming.
Make your ears numb as well.
Oh, boy. On this day 27 years ago in 1998, Nicolas Cage received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Go, Nick.
Yeah. One of my most favorite things that I discovered is this website that makes prints of celebrities on sandwiches. So it's like a cartoon caricature of a celebrity sitting on a sandwich. And there's one of Nicolas Cage sitting on a grilled cheese, and it is one of my most favorite things I've ever seen.
Are you confused?
Yeah, she doesn't get out much.
I'll find it and I'll show it to you. I'm pretty sure I have it saved in my phone because I liked it that much.
I'm surprised it's not your screensaver.
It was for a little while.
Okay.
The stars on Hollywood, do they receive them or do they purchase them?
I think they have to pay for them.
What?
Yeah, I believe they do. But you can't just be like, I want a star.
Right. You actually have to be a celebrity.
Yeah, they have to select you and then you pay for it?
Yeah, I think that is how it works.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so every time they deface the Donald Trump star, he probably has to pay to have it fixed. 34 years ago in 1991, President Bush and Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev signed the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty in Moscow. They used pens made of metal from nuclear missiles that were destroyed under a 1987 treaty.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. 45 years ago in 1980, the Eagles imploded on stage when Glenn Frey and Don Felder got into it at a benefit concert after Glenn thought Don insulted Senator Alan Cranston while the senator was thanking the band for their support.
I love a good band fight.
You do.
Isn't that great?
So they fought over a misunderstanding?
Uh-huh. And let's see, 97 years ago today in 1928, the MGM Lion roared for the first time at the beginning of the studio's first talking movie, White Shadows in the South Seas. There was only one word of dialogue in the entire film, and that word was, hello. Maybe it was, hello.
Maybe. Could have been.
I'm going to be Mark when I grow up.
He has way too many sound bites.
I think
not enough of him.
I do.
We need to learn the board, Sarah.
We know how to use it.
You do. You know how to use the board.
Yeah. We just choose not to.
Those are your FPBs and OTDs for July the 31st.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Now we shift our attention to the refrigerator. Where our bottle of Cruzan coconut rum is stored. And let me just get this puppy out.
Get that puppy out of there.
All right. It's nice and chilled. And this particular beverage is described as a smooth blend of high-quality Cruzan rum and the natural creamy flavor of coconut. Mm. One sip of this exceptional coconut rum is sure to awaken your island spirit.
Just one sip, huh?
One sip.
All right.
Wow.
I plan on taking more, though.
Yeah.
If we all goes well.
And we have two different flavors of seltzer that we are considering mixing it with, too.
Yes, we'll sip.
To see what tastes
first, like. Right? And then and then add.
Glup, 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 glup. Thank you.
Thank you much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Welcome. So I'm going to venture to say we are not finishing this bottle today.
No. We have things to do today.
Whatever, Pam.
That smells really good.
Such a downer.
Coconut's one of my favorite smells.
Yeah, I love coconut.
I don't even like coconut. Mm. It smells good. Smells
like suntan. You don't like coconut?
No.
Cheers. Oh, it smells delicious.
All right, so we're going to try it straight up.
Yep.
I just want to go to a beach and sit by a pool.
I don't need coconut rum to make me want to do that, but...
Oh, it's sweet. It's good.
Very good. Oh. Smooth, coconutty, and as I mentioned, not a big fan of coconut, mm-hmm. but I could...
How can you not be a fan of coconut?
I like the way coconut tastes. I like the way coconut smells. Mm-hmm. I like the way coconut looks.
Same.
I like coconut water.
You do?
Yeah, but you know what I don't like, I think, is the flakes of coconut on things.
I love coconut. I don't even care.
Yeah, I know. You made that clear.
Give me a coconut-covered donut any day.
All right.
I almost am okay without the mixer.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's good.
It's
I was afraid. I don't drink rum straight ever.
It's usually meant for mixing. This has a hey, put some ice in me and maybe a slice of pineapple and let's go vibe to it.
It is super.
How do you feel about pina coladas?
And getting caught in the rain.
I see what you did there.
And getting caught in the rain. I like it, but I'm not into yoga. And I have half a brain. So.
I was like, I thought you just said you wanted to do some yoga.
I'm kidding. I'm doing the song. I like what they've done here. They've given you the choice of a cocktail. That's why you've brought up the pina colada, right?
Yes, multiple cocktails.
Yeah, multiple cocktails.
My disappointment with pina coladas most of the time is it's more pineapple than coconut.
And you like
that's
the coconut.
That's a disappointment. So
My issue with them is that they tend to be very sweet. Yeah. So I would prefer to have something like this, Cruzan Confusion, whatever this is. It's a signature drink they created in the St. Croix. Huh. Blend of rums. So does Cruzan make different flavors of rum then?
They sure do.
Or rum.
On the flavored side, they have banana, vanilla, mango, blueberry lemonade, strawberry, pineapple, peach, passion fruit, raspberry, tropical fruit, citrus, guava, key lime, and island spiced.
Wow. Right.
And they also have a line of premium rums and a line of core rums.
I do not know how I would feel about banana rum.
So, I did just buy, actually, it might have been this brand from Rupert's.
Yeah?
Of course.
Are you making bananas Foster?
No. I wanted Kevin to make a banana bread old fashioned.
Oh.
Because he makes all kinds of different types of old fashions, and we have different bitters. And so we have like a walnut bitter, and then it calls for a banana rum.
That sounds good.
Bourbon.
Yeah, that sounds
And then we use like a maple syrup or brown sugar syrup, a simple syrup.
To make the syrup. That's how come we're never invited over to your house?
Come on over.
I want Kevin to make me an old-fashioned. That sounds delicious.
Right? So, Sarah.
Yeah?
You had a big night last night.
I did. I ate a cheeseburger.
You.
Is that what you're talking about?
Aside from that,
you
sang the national anthem for the first time in your career.
I'm going to assume you ate the cheeseburger after.
Totes, yeah. Definitely did that after.
Yeah. So you sang the anthem at Hadlock Field prior to the Sea Dogs game.
I did.
Which has been a dream of mine.
For such a long
time. Or at least the past 3 years.
Since you found out that I could sing the national anthem.
Yeah.
And Mark.
Yes.
How was it while you were there watching?
I wasn't there.
Oh. His
dream
oh.
did not come true.
Well, my dream came true. I wasn't there to see it.
You just wasn't there to see it.
And just weeks ago, Sarah was asking me to be a better friend. And here I am, missing her big night.
So look at all that effort.
Being a horrible friend.
You were supporting me from afar?
I was.
Yeah.
So how was the whole experience?
The whole experience was amazing. I have a lot of anxiety about letting people down. And so it really, it's not I know that I can sing the national anthem. I'm not concerned
Sorry,
about
did you
that.
Just...
I just saw him tip that back. Yeah, he was like, I'm interested. But not going, as Casey Crawford would say. So I had a lot of anxiety leading up to the event about getting there and finding parking and finding out where I'm supposed to be and all of that. But once all of that was all taken care of, I just had to sing, and it was fine, and it was fun, and I think it was good. I'm not really sure. You can't really hear. So there's, you know, I start singing, and I think that I've started on the right note, but I can't hear, so I don't know.
How did it feel?
It felt fine. It felt good.
Through, you thought you were good.
Yeah. I play this little game with myself called What's the Worst That Could Happen? And then I say all of the worst things that could happen, and they just get more and more ridiculous as I go along. Like, I could choke on my own spit and pass out on Hadlock Field in the middle of the national anthem. That's like the worst thing that could happen, right? For me. So doing that made me feel less nervous, like, leading up to it anyway. And I did not choke on my own spit.
That's good. So the experience
very good. We're glad.
Yeah. It was really good. It was really good. And then everybody cheered, and I felt like I did a good job. And then I got a lot of nice compliments afterwards.
Awesome.
Because it was Lewiston Auburn night, right?
It was. There weren't a lot of Lewiston Auburn people, which was, I was kind of surprised. I thought I'd see more people I knew, but there weren't that many people I knew.
Interesting.
But they let Nick come down on the field with me and video the whole thing.
Aww.
Elaine St. Pierre was there, and she took photos, and she videoed the whole thing.
Well, where are the videos?
I
haven't seen any.
I don't know.
I was hoping somebody was going to Facebook Live it.
Oh, yeah.
It was not to be.
Not to be. I think Elaine posted a video of me singing.
Okay.
But they also put it up on the Jumbotron, you guys, which I was not anticipating.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, everyone can see me. Don't look. So I just
Sarah.
Focused on the flag and did my job and waved, and then a little boy yelled, play ball, and it was so cute. It was so cute.
That's awesome.
I wish I could have been
there. It was a terrible game. They did not play well at all.
Did it rain? Because
So the first inning, they went through the first half, the top of the first, and then as soon as the Sea Dogs came on, it just downpoured for 5 minutes. Everybody ran into the concourse, and then everybody came back up. They kept playing. They never stopped.
Huh.
So it was brief downpour, but
all right.
It was good. It was really fun.
Cool.
It was a beautiful night for a ball game.
We're so proud of you.
Thank you.
Look how far you've come.
I feel like I'm proud of myself.
You should be.
It's a big thing. That's a big crowd.
It is.
The average crowd at a Sea Dogs game is around 6,200 people. So that fact broke into my brain at one point yesterday.
You're like, okay, never mind.
I didn't want to know that. Why did I look that up? What was I thinking?
Do you find it easier to perform in front of a big crowd than a small crowd?
Yeah.
I do too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And then the cool thing about doing the national anthem, or at least all of the times that I have done it, is that you really can't see anyone.
Mm.
Like, you really can't see anyone. Yeah. You can kind of just sort of pretend you're just doing it for the idea of doing it. And then, like, especially, like, the hockey games, the arena is dark, so you don't see anything.
Right.
The Sea Dogs game was a little different because I obviously could see that there was a crowd of people everywhere, but I just, like, I could turn and look at the flag and not see any of them. And so it was fine.
When you hit the last line, home of the brave, mm-hmm. what were you thinking?
I was thinking, oh my gosh, people are already cheering. They're happy I'm done. I was thinking, oh, that was really cool. It happened so fast.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's already over. Wow.
Can we do it again?
And oh my gosh, I hope they asked me to do it again. Even though I felt sick all day long from the stress of it.
But next time you do it, you won't be like,
I won't
know what to expect.
Yes. Yeah. And it worked out so perfectly. I found a parking spot with no problem. Leo came with me too, which was great. And none of the things that I thought could go wrong went wrong, which is...
Perfect. Oh, so you didn't choke on your own spit and pass out?
Some of them get really ridiculous.
That's pretty awesome.
And that's why I do that. Like, some of them get so silly that it's like, oh my gosh, this is funny. Like, obviously, none of these things are going to happen. Like, don't be so silly. And it helped. It's something my therapist taught me years and years ago to do that I normally just do inside my own head. I never say them out loud, but I started saying them out loud, and they were making Nick and Leo laugh. So I was like, I'm just going to keep saying them out loud. What's the worst thing that could happen? A bird could swoop down and poke me in the eye.
I thought you were going to say poop on you.
That's the worst thing that could happen. Yeah, some of them are really silly, but it was a really fun experience.
I'm so glad it went well.
Yeah.
And please know that we are all extremely proud of you.
Thank you.
And I think I'm setting my sights on Fenway Park.
Okay.
Next.
Well, if you want to come back to be my manager again.
It's too much stress.
I know. It is.
It's a lot. It's a lot of work.
Like doing it. It's a lot of work. I'm such
She's
a handful.
High maintenance.
I'm such
so
a handful.
High maintenance.
Yeah, yeah. Such a handful. The cool thing is that they let me submit a bio prior to doing the anthem. And so I got to like send them my own bio, and they put it, you know, they put my name up and they put where I was from, and they put Lydia's Lunch Bunch up on the big Jumbotron. I was like, yeah.
We're kind of famous too now.
We're all famous.
We're wicked famous.
Please welcome to a few of Sarah Poole. Sarah is a stand-up comic and radio personality turned local podcaster for Lydia Media, located in the heart of downtown Auburn. She also writes for the LA Metro magazine, where she considers a great way for her to stay in touch with her community. Sarah gets around the women quite a bit, but is happiest to enjoy the benefits of living in rural Maine. She loves Maine outdoors, paddling and hiking, and will pat all of the dogs. Sarah rocks a lot and plays the ukulele a little. Very badly. You're listening on Ashton Lathan, Sarah Poole.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
here.
I did.
Sarah cringed.
I cringed. I did not know they were going to do fireworks afterwards, and I was like, oh! Like, so excited.
You did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
It's hard to hear yourself sing.
Yes.
But it's fun watching you listen to yourself sing.
Do you like all the faces I make where I'm like,
you made a lot of faces.
Oh, no. That's terrible. What is that note?
It wasn't terrible.
It's so hard because you literally cannot hear yourself.
Yeah, that's.
So whatever note comes out of your mouth when you start is where you are.
That's it.
You have to keep going. And that generally happens to me that it's the wrong note. And I'm like, oh, fudge it now. I got to find my way.
In the dark.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Like imagine like eyes closed, feeling around, being like, okay,
it's here somewhere.
this is familiar. It feels right. I must be close. That's how it feels. Yeah.
Well, you did great.
Thank you.
We're all proud of you.
Thank you very much.
And Fenway Park is next.
Okay, well.
Well, what's next is Wishes in the Valley.
Yes.
Oh, that's
I will do
right.
so much better at Wishes in the Valley, I promise. I promise.
You better. Or we're going to dock your pay in half. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And remember, Sarah, if you do well, I'm your manager.
And if I don't...
We don't know each other.
We have never met.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think the croissant coconut rum is a hit here.
It sure is.
Look at the two of you.
Yeah.
I think we should have a after-hours party where we bring some ice and some other things to blend with it and see what we can come up with.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Pineapple juice.
Yes. Pineapple juice, maybe a little blue raz.
Love it. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for sponsoring today's episode. And if you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have bitten my cat.